congratulate every mother among us and wish that she will have a happy life.
爱是人间最美的东西。
Love is the most wonderful thing on earth.
爱也是每一个人所最需要的。
And it is something that everybody really needs.
而且我们每一个人都有丰富的感情。
Every one of us has rich emotions.
所以我们渴望有爱的交流。
So we all long for the interflow of love.
我们要有可以爱的对象。
We want someone for us to love.
也要有被爱的幸福感受。
And we want to feel the happiness of being loved.
所以我今天早上我要用旧约的雅各所经历的爱来做例子。
So this morning I'm going to use the love experienced by Jacob of the Old Testament as an example.
我们先做简短的祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
天父阿爸，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
在这么快乐的母亲节的日子。
And on this happy Mother's Day.
我们欢喜一同来敬拜赞美你。
With a joyful heart, we come together to worship you and praise you.
求你帮助台上两位你的仆人，使你可以把你的话讲解的清楚流利。
Lord, we ask that you help your servants on the pulpit to be able to deliver your message clearly.
让我们可以听得明白。
And for all of us here to understand as they listen.
不但我们可以明白人间的爱，也更明白神永远的爱。
And not only do we understand human love, but we also understand God's eternal love.
我们交托祷告是奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
雅各所经历的爱有人间的爱。
Jacob experienced human love.
也有神永远无尽的爱。
But he also experienced God's eternal, never-ending love.
爱丰丰富富的灵倾倒在雅各的身上。
Love was abundantly poured on Jacob.
人间的爱有两个女人的爱对雅各的一生影响最深。
When we talk of human love, we see that the love of two women had a deep impact on Jacob's life.
一位是他的母亲利百加。
One is his mother, Rebecca.
一位是他的爱妻拉结。
The second is his beloved wife, Rachel.
还有加上他的儿子约瑟对年老的父亲的孝敬爱父。
And also, when he was old, his son Joseph loved him and was filial towards him.
利百加怀孕的时候，竟然是双胞胎。
When Rebecca was pregnant, she discovered to her surprise that she was going to have twins.
这两兄弟啊，好事不做，坏事做尽啊，竟然在母腹当中啊就开始象征了。
And these two brothers, they were a handful before they were born. They were struggling and squabbling in their mother's womb.
圣经预言，两族、两个民族、两个国，在你的腹中。
And we see the prophecy in the Bible that two peoples, two nations are in Rebecca's womb.
一直到今天，这两族还是打个不完。
And up to today, these two peoples, they are still in conflict.
不是你死，就是我活。
And they want to
还用自杀来行凶呢。
And they want to make sure that the other would die. And they even use tactics such as suicide bombers.
雅各名字的意思叫做抓住。
The name of Jacob means to grasp.
因为他们出生的时候，雅各一直抓住他哥哥的脚跟。
Because when the twins were being born, Jacob was grasping the heel of his brother.
因为两个都要抢先出来做长子。
Both wanted to be born first, to be the firstborn.
以色列人非常看重长子的名分。
The Jews think that the birthright of the firstborn is very important.
做长子有很多好处可以得做的。
Being a firstborn, you have lots of advantages.
最低限度可以从父亲身上领受长子的祝福。
And one of them is to receive the blessing of the firstborn from the father.
以扫雅各长大之后，父母因为有私心，各有偏爱。
As the twins grew, both parents had their own favorites.
以撒爱吃以扫打猎回来做的野味，所以他偏爱以扫。
Isaac loved the taste of the game that Esau got from hunting, so his favorite was Esau.
因为雅各比较安静，常常在家中陪妈妈，就讨妈妈的欢喜，结果妈妈偏爱雅各。
The younger Jacob was quieter. He was more of a homebody. He would stay at home and he would keep his mother company. So he was his mother's favorite.
有一次，这个以扫打猎回来做的野味。
And once, Esau came back from hunting with game.
那么他疲累口渴的要命了。
He was so tired and hungry and thirsty.
那么诡诈的雅各就趁机用一碗红豆汤啊，就唤起了以扫长子的名分。
And crafty Jacob took the opportunity and got the birthright of the firstborn by a bowl of lentil stew.
可见以扫就好像他父亲以撒一样，比较单纯。
We can see that Esau is a little bit like his father, right, comparatively more simple-minded.
但是雅各却得了妈妈的真传秘方啊，聪明细打精算，这个精打细算，狡猾又诡诈。
But Jacob took after his mother. He was more shrewd, more crafty, and more calculating.
当以撒年老的时候。
When Isaac was old,
有一天他叫以扫打猎做成野味给他吃。
One day he told his son Esau to go and hunt for game and then cook it for him.
以后我就要为他祝福。
And then Jacob can bless Esau.
这话给利百加听到了，他非常的紧张啊。
Rebecca overheard this and she became very worked up.
他就想出计谋来，怎么样要为小儿子雅各夺取长子的祝福。
She hatched a plot to get this firstborn blessing for her favorite younger son.
总使他的良心会有不安和责备。
Even though his conscience was pricking him.
但是他也可以安慰自己说。
But he could comfort himself and say,
反正以扫已经把长子的名分卖给他弟弟雅各，现在雅各夺取长子的祝福也是名正言顺的。
Rebecca would rationalize and say, well, Esau had already given up his birthright to his younger brother, so now if I find some way to get the blessing with the firstborn for him, it really stands to reason that I should do this.
所以他把犯罪套上堂皇的名词，真是可怕。
We see how Rebecca whitewashed her sin and used high-sounding terms, labels for her sin.
起初雅各也不肯受方啊。
At first, Jacob had some scruples about
this. 因为他知道这样的受方会带来可怕的后果。
He understood that this deception could bring terrible consequences.
所以妈妈不行啊。哥哥粉身有毛，我身上是光滑的。
He said, "Mother, this won't work. My brother's skin, is hairy, but my skin is smooth."
如果父亲摸着我的话，就知道我是在欺哄他了啊。
If our father touches me, he would know that he is being deceived.
我就遭受咒诅，不得祝福。
And then I will not get the blessing, but I will be cursed.
但是他的妈妈说：“你放心啊，你遭受的咒诅归到我的身上。”
And Rebecca, his mother, actually said, "Don't worry, may the curse come upon me."
你不用怕，你只管听我的话。
Don't be afraid, just do as I say.
一不做二不休啊！为了爱雅各，母亲可以牺牲自己。
This mother, because of her love for her son, she was determined to sacrifice herself.
她可以牺牲丈夫，也可以牺牲长子。
And sacrifice her husband and her firstborn.
总之，她可以牺牲一切。
She was willing to sacrifice everything.
那么，雅各知道妈妈非常爱她。
Jacob knew that his mother loved him very much.
就缺乏勇气来拒绝妈妈的好意。
And he lacked the courage to say no to his mother.
而且妈妈的意志非常坚定，改变不了她，说也没有用。
And his mother was determined. There was no way to change her mind.
总之，当第一个罪行产生之后，接下去就导致许多的罪行。
After the first sin was born, other sins will follow.
妈妈给雅各找到以扫穿的衣服。
His mother found clothes worn by Esau.
那用羊皮包在雅各手上 更颈向上。
And covered Jacob's neck and his hands with goat skin.
实在是花了不少的功夫啊。
She went into a lot of trouble.
现在雅各的胆子啊大起来了。
And Jacob was emboldened.
他就直接用方言来欺骗父亲。
And he deceived his father directly by his lie.
我是你的长子。
I am your firstborn.
我已经照着你吩咐的去行。
I have done what you asked me to do.
现在起来坐坐，吃我所做的野味。
Father, please sit up and eat the game that I have cooked for you.
好，为我祝福。
And then you can bless me.
父亲就问他，为什么你打猎这么快就回来呢？
And his father asked him, how come you are able to get the game so quickly?
雅各敢用这个冒用神的名，他说是耶和华预先给我好的机会得着的。
And Jacob even dared to invoke the name of the Lord, and he said, "The Lord gave me success."
所以雅各的犯罪越陷越深了。
You see how Jacob was sinking deeper and deeper in his sin.
真被一股凶猛的海浪啊，把他推向大海。
It was as if he was pushed to the open seas by a big billow.
他一定非常紧张啊，惊心动魂啊。
He must have been terrified.
但是他不敢停下来。
But he dare not stop.
他只有向前把自己推向大海。
He had to go forward into the deep open sea.
当父亲怀疑他的声音的时候，走近要摸他的衣服的时候。
When his father couldn't recognize his voice as Esau's and came closer to touch him,
雅各一定心跳的连衣服啊都会颤抖起来了。
His heart must have been beating so violently that it almost threatened to pop out.
但是他尽量装作镇定自己啊。
But he calmed himself.
这就是人的败坏。
This is the corruption of man.
啊，正如圣经所讲的。
The Bible tells us.
人心比万物都毁诡诈，坏到极处。
The heart is deceitful.
为了达到目的，可以不择手段。
And they think that.The end justifies the means.
多么可怕，多么危险。
Isn't it horrible and dangerous?
这个利百加这种爱不是建立在正确的原则上。
Rebecca's love is not based on correct principles.
这种爱是危险的。
This is dangerous.
爱在人的生命当中不是带来祝福，就会招来祸患。
In a person's life, if love does not bring blessing, it will bring disaster.
因为爱有正面的影响力，也有负面的影响力。
Because love has both positive and negative impacts.
正面的影响力，它可以鼓励人努力上进。
The positive impact is that you can encourage someone to work hard to go forward.
可以叫人不怕辛苦，胜过艰难，产生忍耐、毅力，勇往直前。
It can encourage people to overcome adversity.
但是爱也有负面的影响力。
But love also has a negative impact.
可以摧毁我们。
It can destroy us.
特别当你过于溺爱的时候，你就放任乱来呀。
Especially when the love degenerates into indulgence, and then you will be willful and wayward.
就好像出了轨的火车一样，带来自身的毁灭。
And like a derailed train, it will lead to self-destruction.
所以爱必须建立在纯洁、公义、诚实、真理的原则上。
Love has to be based on the principles of purity, righteousness, honesty, and truth.
正如约翰二书所讲的，爱你们是为真理的缘故。
And second John tells us, love is because of truth.
爱如果不被真理所约束的话，就会失去控制。
If love is not controlled by truth, it will be beyond control.
结果是不堪设想的。
And we will have terrible consequences.
那么利百加这种不正当的爱破坏了家中的和睦。
And this regrettable love of Rebecca's broke the harmony of her family.
她也欺骗了她的丈夫。
She deceived her husband.
她也亏欠了她的长子以扫啊。
She hurt her firstborn Esau.
又使雅各被迫逃亡在外。
And because of her, her younger son had to run away and live so-called in exile.
又毁坏了自己的一个好名声。
And she damaged her own reputation.
后来当以扫得知雅各夺取了他长子的祝福的时候，
Later, when Esau realized that his younger brother has usurped his blessing of the firstborn, he bore a grudge against his brother and wanted to kill him.
利伯家知道了，也不得不慌慌张张的想尽办法叫雅各离家远走。
And when Rebecca got to know of this, there was nothing else she could do. She had to make arrangements for Jacob to go far away from home.
所以就跑到他的母舅拉班的家里。
And he went to the home of his uncle Laban.
一家四口从此分离。
And this family of four is broken. They are in different places.
本来是亚伯拉罕能干、精明又美丽的好媳妇啊。
Rebecca was the beautiful and capable daughter-in-law of Abraham.
现在在丈夫和长子的眼中被看为多么的邪恶败坏。
Now in her husband's and her older son's eyes, she is evil and bad.
加上她心爱的雅各已经不在身旁了。
On top of this, her beloved son was not by her side.
种种的孤独、寂寞侵袭她心灵的深处。
And loneliness, regret, all of these ate at her soul.
她在痛苦当中很快的就衰老下去。
And she degenerated very quickly and became very old.
直到雅各离开，直到她离开世界，雅各都不在身旁。
She never saw her beloved son again until up to her death.
一失足成千古恨。
One mistake can cause so much disaster.
是她的聪明能干误了她呢，还是不正当的爱害了她呢？
Why was she in such a situation? Is it because she was beautiful, because she was intelligent, or because of the love that went so wrong?
不错，两个孩子会偏爱呀。
Yes, two sons, you have favorites.
但是我们中国大陆只尊死一个孩子。
And in mainland China, we only have one child.
不是肚女就是肚子。
Are there an only son or an only daughter?
有人开玩笑说。
Someone joked about it.
六个大人啊，带一个小孩子，六个大人，父母亲还有双方的祖父母啊，外公外婆啊。
Six grown-ups bring up one child. Six grown-ups would be their parents and the grandparents from both sides. 那
六个带一个小孩子，不是成为小皇帝吗？好可怕哦！
So the child becomes a little king, and it is really terrible.
尤其在美国，太自由了。
Especially in the United States, it's too liberal and too free.
动不动就说不可以 abuse 孩子。
And then people would say, oh, you shouldn't abuse your child.
结果为了爱不但不教啊，连讲都不敢讲啊。
And because of so-called love, not only do you not teach your children, you dare not even point out their faults.
你像什么父母呢？
Then what kind of parents?
现在我们要讲第二位影响雅各最大的女人是她的爱妻。
The second woman that impacted Jacob with her love is his beloved wife Rachel.
雅各为了逃避哥哥以扫的追杀，他就离家到拉班他的舅父的家里。
Jacob went to the home of his uncle Laban in order to escape from his brother who wanted to kill him.
那是好远的路程啊。
It's a long, long way.
那么当到达的时候，在井旁边第一次见到舅父的女儿，就是他的表妹拉杰。
When he came to the well for the first time, he met his cousin, the daughter of his uncle Laban, called Rachel.
雅各一看到拉杰就一见钟情啊。
It was a case of love at first sight.
从美丽的拉杰身上，雅各发现了自己的另一半。
And in beautiful Rachel, Jacob discovered his other half.
没有拉杰，他的生命不够完美呀。
Without Rachel, his life would not be complete.
本来婚姻就是两个人成为一体的嘛。
What is marriage that two would become one?
那为什么雅各见到拉杰就会一见钟情呢？
How is it that at first sight, Jacob fell in love with Rachel.
我们知道每一位做儿女的脑中有一个爱谱是受母亲影响偏执的。
Every person, the concept of love takes a certain form, and that is shaped by the parents.
因为儿女都是受母亲的影响最深的。
Because the deepest impact on us all would be from the parents.
那我们这个叫做爱谱，就是在脑中的一个爱谱。什么叫爱谱呢
？So we call this the form that the love would take. What do I mean by form?
我们明白叫做色谱啊，色谱就是菜谱嘛。
When we talk about diet, this form would take the form would be recipes.
还有乐谱啊，你们唱诗的时候不是有乐谱吗
？And in music.This form would be a music score.
音乐的旋律借助乐谱把它表达出来。
So the melody, the music score, this will express the music.
马太福音第一章还有主耶稣的家谱啊。
In chapter 1 of Matthew, when we talk about ancestors, this form is genealogy.
从亚伯拉罕开始记录到主耶稣的降生。
From Abraham up till the birth of Jesus, we have all the generations.
又还有所谓离谱啊？什么叫离谱呢
？And when we talk about conduct and behavior, we have a saying, "out of line."
你表达的意见呢，很不符合，是离谱了。
So when what you're doing is improper, you are considered out of line. You have broken the form.
有的女孩子打扮装束啊，也是离谱了。
There are certain young ladies sometimes their way that they dress and so on are out of line.
这个所谓离谱就是不正的意思了。
Out of line means you are not keeping.
那么现在
what you should do.
现在雅各脑中的爱谱啊，是受母亲的影响偏执成的。
And we believe that in Jacob's mind.The form that his love would take was really shaped by his mother.
就是储存他脑海中的那个爱恶的标准。
And that means that in his mind, what is good and what is bad, the criteria is from his mother.
所以他一看见表妹拉姐，就好像看到他妈妈一样样。
So when he set eyes on his cousin Rachel, it's as if he was seeing his mother.
所以他就一见钟情了。
So it was a case of love at first sight.
当然，我们也可以说他们的相见是神奇妙的安排。
Of course, from another perspective, their encounter is God's providence.
雅各的爱紧紧抓住了拉结的心呢。
And Jacob's love really was there for Rachel, and she was bound by his love.
才住上一个月，情话绵绵呐、啊。
He was only there for a month, but they were very much in love.
当然，舅父的眼里看到眼里了。
And of course, this was not ignored or unnoticed by Laban.
不错，雅各像他母亲一样精明能干，狡猾。
Right, Jacob was as calculating and shrewd as his mother.
但是现在他遇到比自己更狡猾、更诡诈的救护了。
But now he has met his match.
不要忘记啊，利百加跟拉班是两兄妹的。
Don't forget, Rebecca was and Laban, they were siblings.
所以拉班这个救护也一样的聪明能干。
So you can imagine Laban was just as calculating, just as intelligent and crafty.
而且年纪更大的救护当然更有经验、更老成啊。
And the uncle is even older, so he is more experienced in his shrewdness.
所以他就对雅各说：“你岂可白白的服侍我？请你告诉我，你要什么为工匠
？”So he said to Jacob, "Oh, you should not be serving me for free. Tell me, what would you like for your wages?"
其实他的意思是怎么说呢
？Actually, what he meant was,
你岂可白白的得做拉结呢？你非要付出代价来服侍我。”我不会把女儿嫁给你的。
What he actually meant was, how can you just get my daughter for free? You have to serve me. I'm not going to give you my daughter for nothing.
这不是说舅父吃的盐呢、啊，比雅各吃的饭还更多呢
？Don't you think that his uncle was really much more experienced in craftiness and shrewdness than Jacob?
雅各哪里是舅父的对手呢
？He was no match for his uncle.
强中还有强中手啊！
His uncle was the better one in this contest.
但是雅各心中充满了爱。
But Jacob's love, Jacob's heart was filled with love.
他很天真的在那边回答。
So innocently he replied.
我愿为拉结服侍你七年。
I'm willing to serve you for 7 years for Rachel.
圣经刚才我们所读的还说，因为雅各深爱拉结，就看这七年如同几天而已。
And just now we read from scripture that because Jacob loved Rachel so much, these 7 years were like a couple of days for him.
好伟大的爱情啊！
This love was great.
当你如果心中非常愁苦的时候，你日子就很难过，度日如年啊。
When you are very sad, time seems to go so slowly.
但是如果你心中充满爱的话，你就度年如日，日子好快。过得好轻松。
But if your heart is filled with love, time seems to fly.
可以看见爱是多么伟大。
You can see how potent love is.
爱所发出的神奇的力量，可以使崎岖不平难走的道路变成好像是走在花园里面，处处花香芬芳啊。
So because of love, even if you are negotiating hilly roads, it would seem that you are going down a lovely garden path with flowers all around you.
试问今天我们是在愁苦背负重担过日子呢，还是快快乐乐轻松的来过日子呢？
So I want to ask you all, how are we living our life? Are we living a life weighed down by sorrow? Or are we living our life full of joy?
就可以看出我们心中的爱有多少。
That can give you some idea of how much love there is in your heart.
不错，每一个男子都可以演出英雄救美人的一幕。
I'm sure every man would be able to appear as a knight in shining armor to welcome the damsel in distress.
但是能够为所爱的人像雅各的意思一样付出长达七年的劳苦赴义。如果不是真正的男子汉，是不可能做到的。
But think of what Jacob did. He was willing to serve for 7 years because of his love for Rachel. He was a real man.
我们更佩服雅各，乃是在东皇花烛的晚上。
And the more we would appreciate him is because on the wedding night.
舅父又在欺骗雅各。
His uncle.Deceived him again.
所给的不是拉结，而是他的姐姐莉亚。
The bride was not Rachel, but her older sister Leah.
第二天，雅各追问舅父。
So next day, Jacob confronted his uncle.
舅父怎么回答？他说：“这里的规矩风俗，长女还没有嫁出去，次女怎么能嫁出去呢？”
His uncle said, We have our customs here. If the older daughter is not married, we cannot let the younger daughter marry.
可以，一个礼拜以后我再把蜡借给你。你不过还要再加七年来服侍我，一共是四年了。
Well, I can give my younger daughter to you in marriage after a week, but you have to serve me for 7 more years. That is a total of 14 years.
这个舅父啊，把嘴一插就走掉了。
And his uncle just turned his head and was gone.
雅各就好像哑巴吃黄连了，有苦说不出。
Jacob was stunned, speechless.
不过雅各为了爱，还是乐意接受。
But because of his love, he willingly accepted those terms.
所以雅各为了两个女儿，拉班的两个女儿服侍了舅父14年。
And Jacob served his uncle for 14 years because of his uncle's two daughters.
以后又加上6年是有工价的劳苦啊。
And then he also served for 6 years when he received wages.
这个20年来，圣经怎么记载呢？
And what does the Bible tell us about these 20 years?
他白日受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒酸。
The Bible tells us that the heat consumed him in the daytime and the cold at night.
但是神却没有亏待雅各。
But the Lord has blessed Jacob.
神反而丰丰富富地赐给雅各许多的牛羊仆婢，好多的家产啊。
The Lord blessed him with lots of cattle and lots of servants.
所以当二十年之后雅各要求回老家的时候
So after 20 years when Jacob wanted to go back to his home
所有的家产啊他是陈情借对的离开啊儿女弃缺儿女仆婢牛群羊群一群人走啊
When he left with all that belonged to him his wives his concubines his servants and his cattle
雅各为了爱所付出的辛劳没有白费
So what he paid for his love was not for nothing
神加倍的祝福给他
God abundantly blessed him
弟兄姊妹许多为爱所付出的辛劳的动人故事
Brothers and sisters, I'm sure you've heard of moving stories of what people were willing to do for love
都是证明爱是非常的伟大
All these tell us that love is great
愿意付出这样爱的人才是真正的男子汉大丈夫
And those who are willing to pay such a price for love are real men
后面两段我就很简单的第三方面雅各所经历的是他的爱子又是对他的爱还有神永远的爱很简短的来做结束
And I will briefly touch on the love that Jacob's son Joseph gave him
那么又是就是雅各的第十一个儿子因为兄长的妒忌他就被卖到埃及做奴隶了
Joseph was the 11th son of Jacob, and because of the jealousy of his brothers, he was sold to Egypt.
但是因为神的慈爱和恩典的安排，有一天约瑟竟然做起埃及国的宰相。
And because of the Lord's providence, one day Joseph actually became the prime minister of Egypt.
而且是一个成功的宰相。
And he was very successful.
在埃及七个丰年当中，他囤积了不少的米粮啊。
So in the years when a harvest was plenty, he stored a lot of food.
所以后来当有七个方年全地遭遇饥荒的时候雅各的儿子们就叫他的长那些儿子们就到埃及去求粮啊。
So later during the years of famine, Jacob's sons went to Egypt to get food.
兄弟可以相认，动人的场面。
And it was a very moving scene when the brothers were reunited.
现在身为宰相的约瑟准备要把雅各全家接到埃及来住。
And Jacob, the prime, and Joseph, the prime minister, was getting ready to have his father and the whole family to come to Egypt and live.
雅各有一个新的名字叫做以色列。
Jacob had a new name, Israel.
以色列的意思就是神的王子。
The name Israel means the Prince of God.
如果你们读经从创世纪46章开始，就多用以色列这个新的名字了。
And if you read the Bible from Genesis 46, you will see the name Israel is used all the time.
本来雅各以为约瑟早不在人间了。
Jacob thought that Joseph was dead.
现在竟然是神的恩典，还做起埃及国的宰相。
And now, because of God's blessing, his son was the prime minister.
他老人家多么的兴奋
！He was so excited.
因为宰相要带坐车来迎接宰相的父亲啊。
And then this prime minister has come with a carriage to welcome his father.
以色列实在是名副其实，是神的王子，多么的荣耀，多么的蒙福。
It was.So glorious, and he was so blessed. So Israel was really the prince of God.
雅各的一生除了享尽了人间的爱
When we look at the whole life of Jacob, he has experienced so much human love.
使他更加幸福的乃是神的爱临到他的身上
But what was even better for him was that God's love came to him.
新约罗马书第九章刚才我们所读的
And just now, we read Romans chapter 9.
这个是神拣选的旨意。
This was God's purpose in election.
也是非常深奥的，我们不容易完全明白的。
This is very deep and profound, very hard for us to
understand. 因为他引用创世纪的记载。
Because it cited verses from Genesis.
当这个双子还没有生下来的时候。
Before the twins were born.
为了要显明神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为啊。
In order that God's purpose in election might stand, not by works.
是雅各是我所爱的。
So, Jacob I loved.
神多么爱雅各。
God loved Jacob so much.
在雅各的一生当中，神的慈爱一直随着他。
So in his whole life, God's love was with him wherever he went.
不错，人间的爱不够完美。
We know that human love is imperfect.
人间的爱会受时间、空间的限制。
And it is limited by time and space.
雅各的爱受到生离死别的伤痛。
And in Jacob's love, there were partings of sorrow.
刚才讲过，雅各为了逃避以扫的追杀，与母亲离别。一离别二十年以后，雅各再回老家的时候，根本妈妈就不在了。
We just said Jacob had to flee to his uncle Laban's house. So when he came back 20 years later, his mother was dead, so he never saw her again.
而且当时的人一分别就音信全无的。
And at that time, once somebody leaves, there is no contact. You have no letters, no communication.
怎么不叫雅各的爱受到创伤呢？
Of course, Jacob was hurt.
而且他的爱妻也在回老家的路上，因为路途奔波啊，也拉结生下第十二个儿子的时候，便雅悯的时候，他就难产而死。
And his beloved wife Rachel, when they were still on their way, she died from childbirth, giving birth to the youngest son, Benjamin.
在路上，雅各要为拉结来埋葬。
And Jacob had to bury Rachel on the road.
再一次经历了死别的痛苦。
And he had to experience the pain of losing
somebody. 但感谢神，神的爱不受时间、空间的限制。
But praise be to the Lord. God's love is not limited by place or time.
圣经说神以永远的爱来爱我们。
The Bible tells us God loves us with his eternal love.
他的爱永远长存。
His love is there forever.
主耶稣既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And since Jesus loved people on the earth, he will love them to the end.
什么叫做到底呢？
What does it mean to the end?
讲到它的深度，它的广度，代表时间、空间都是到永远的。
It means when we look at its breadth and depth, and we look at time and space, it is forever.
只有神才能有这样永恒的爱。
Only God can have this eternal love.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父阿爸，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
母爱是最伟大的。
A mother's love is the greatest.
我们每一个人都经历了人间的母爱。
Every one of us experienced the human love from a mother.
但是我们有没有想到神的爱更是伟大？
But do we ever think about God's love, which is even greater?
因为他的爱不受时间、空间的限制。
Because God's love is not limited by time and space.
如果我们在人间的爱受到创伤的时候，
And when we are hurt by human love,
但愿神的爱可以丰丰富富地临到我们身上，刚强我们。
May God's love come to us abundantly and strengthen us.
让神的爱一生陪着我们走。
And may God's love be with us all the days of our lives.
奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.